Welcome back. Episode 15 of Zero Carb Journal. Thanks so much, you guys, for watching, following along, listening. Sure am enjoying all the support and dialogue. I have been busy, so I haven't gotten too much of a chance to get back to revisiting all your comments, but I'm hoping to get caught up here this weekend and see what you guys are all up to. So let's see. Another week, another zero carb week under my belt, and it's been a great week, you guys. So I have had a real windfall, a boon, as it were, in that last Friday after I recorded my last episode, I got a call from one of my customers who I haven't done wiring work for, the big boat customer who I've been doing all the engineering work for, and they called me into wire, and so I started there. Let's see, I finished out a boat at the little shop on Monday and Tuesday, and then I started there on Wednesday. And oh boy, you guys, I think it might be a little bit overwhelming, but the reason I'm telling you all this is because I've been back to work in the big boats in the big shop, and it's mayhem. It's incredibly physical and demanding, and it looks like they have a lot of work. So I've been going in at 6 in the morning, getting there at 6 if I can, and staying, you know, as late as I can, doing long days. And it looks like I'll be doing that for a few weeks at least, maybe even a month or two if I'm fortunate, if I'm strong enough. It's pretty tough. It beats me up a lot. I came home yesterday just absolutely wiped out, and I still feel pretty beat up, but it is great for me, you guys. So I was just doing some figuring this morning. It's been 3 years since my last big kind of work stretch where I had a whole lot of these boats lined up to build in various shops, and I was healthy enough to dig in and just kind of keep going day after day. So it was about 3 years ago, late spring, when I really started to slow down and get really ill, and my joints were hurting so bad I couldn't use my tools and all that. So it's been about 3 years since I've been back at it at this level. And it feels really good to be back in there, you guys. The shop is under new ownership, but a lot of the faces are the same. So I'm hanging out with a bunch of the old boys, and it's nice. It's a rough and tumble shop. The shop I was at prior to this, the little boat week before, you know, three guys, kind of quiet. We keep the music sort of quiet. Nice conversation. Oh, here's your stuff. Excuse me. You want an extension cord? I'm going to weld right here. Do you mind? And now that I'm in the big shop, it's just madness. The boats are, they're on time, but it's going to be a hustle to get them delivered on time. And so, you know, they're just crawling. They're big, big boats. I mean, big boats, big 20 foot wide survey catamarans. This one's actually a net cleaning catamaran for cleaning fish pen nets. And it's just got a 500 horsepower diesel 4,000 PSI pressure washer on it that pressure washes underwater with robotic arms. And it's an incredible piece of engineering, but it's big, it's complex, it's overwhelming. And there's dudes all over it just banging and grinding and welding and spraying sticky glue and gluing down carpet and wood dust. And so I'm in there, you know, I sit under the dash and the shop is freezing and I'm sitting on metal, and then the guys are just all around me. The thing's full of smoke and it's blue lit up with welding, and you know, you got your earplugs in and there's guys grinding wood dust. And so, yeah, anyways, I'm not complaining. It's kind of fun. But I come home just completely destroyed, wiped out, dusty, greasy, covered in all kinds of stuff. If I'm careful, you know, I shield my eyes so I don't get flash burn from the guys welding and banging the dents out. And it's a pretty rough world. It's pretty fun. You guys know I'm a sensitive little fella. And I get in there with all these tough dudes, and it's a good time. I enjoy it. I pretend to be tough too. I swear a lot. It's good though. And you know, a lot of young folks, and that's really, really enjoyable for me, hanging out with the young fellows, kind of mentoring some of the new electricians and stuff. And That's going to bring me to one of my lovely interactions I've had this week, and one of my zero carb kind of bullet points that I want to touch on this week that I've been appreciative of is one of the young fellows that I'm working with in this new job has recently been diagnosed 2 months ago as type 1 diabetic. And so he mentioned before, I didn't say anything about what I was up to, and he was just talking about his situation. He goes, "Yeah, I'm down to 30 carbs a day, 30 grams of carbs a day." And I brought up that I don't need any, and he was extremely interested. So we've talked about it now for a few days, and I think I don't know enough about type 1 to give him all the info. So hopefully, if anyone out there is type 1 and has any good resources, I'd love it if you leave me in the comments some places I could point him towards to get some resources, because I know he needs to be careful managing his blood glucose and insulin levels, and straight zero carb maybe has some special considerations. I'm not sure, but I do feel really fortunate to, as I've always said, to be able to share this and spread it around and share information that might not otherwise be available that these guys haven't heard of. And he seems really enthusiastic and very grateful for sure to have someone to talk to who also is eating a restricted diet of a type, even though I don't feel restricted, as you guys know. So that's been really great. It's been really great for me, and I think, hope he sounds really positive. So hopefully he's gonna move forward and progress, due to our interaction. So that makes me super stoked. So yeah, so I've had a great week. I've just been really dug in, getting up early. My workouts have suffered a little. I've been waking up at about 4 and trying to work out. I've been doing my full workouts, but I kind of hit the wall on Friday, yesterday, and I did my workout, but it was pretty light, and I realized I got to save some energy for the boat. So I've talked about my 90-day goals program where I do my goals in 90-day stretches. And as it turns out, this week is the end of the first 90 days of this year for me. Now, I know it's a little more than 90 days, but just the way my schedule works out, it was 12 weeks. It's what I broke it down into, and here we are at the end of 12 weeks into the year. And so, it's time for me to reevaluate my workout, reevaluate all of my goals, what my goals are for the next 90 days. And usually I would take a break for 3 or 4 days and do that. And because of this work schedule, things are a little off. So I'm gonna try and slow down this weekend and sit and reflect and write down my goals and plan things out. But for the most part, when this happens, when these boat shops call me, I'm expensive. I charge them quite a bit for my time, on purpose, because one, I feel I'm valuable, and two, it helps me bounce between all the different shops and stay flexible, and it makes me valuable to them. So I'm kind of like I don't know what you call it, like a ringer. They ring me up when things are tight, and they absolutely have no other place to turn, and I always bail them out. And that's been going on for over a decade now, and so they all count on me, and it's a great relationship. They can manage their business and be all fine and leave me alone for a year, and then holy cow, they get behind the eight ball. And they need me, and they call me up, and I go in there and wipe up these boats. And I tend to be able to wire really quickly and finish these boats usually on time and solve problems for them. And so it makes me valuable. And so, when these opportunities arise, they might get behind and have, in this case, they have 3 or 4 boats on deck for the next 2 months that are due, and not enough hands. And so it looks like I might have the opportunity to get in there and as I like this is how I as I like to say, the hours are just laying there to waiting to be grabbed. The money's just laying on the table. The boats are going to be delivered on their done date. And so that between now and then, as much as I can get in there and dig in is an opportunity for me. And so, I'm going back to my 90-day goals and restructuring. And so I think I'm going to restructure my goals, give myself a little break on my workouts, give myself a little break on my home front here, take some of my big goal jobs here, like some new fencing and things, off of my list for this next 90 days, and free myself up to just get in that shop every morning as early as I can and stay as late as I can, and just work. And, because my biggest one of my biggest goals has been, as I've talked about it before, you know, financial stability and self-sufficiency here, doing my own thing. And this is an opportunity to get in there and put some of the debt that I accrued building this new house and you know, being out of work for the last couple of years, and put that behind me. And once I get that behind me, as I've mentioned before, I'm gonna feel like I think really free to, you know, now that the big house is rented and I've got some passive income coming in, you know, who knows, maybe next fall or, you know, by the end of the summer, I'll be able to start traveling a little bit or doing some other stuff. So I'm really excited for the opportunity. I'm really thankful. Every day, you guys, I wake up, I do my workout, and I just say thank you so much, you know, to the universe for my health and strength and being able to get in there and work. You know, there was a time, not just a few years ago, when I really couldn't do it. And when I would go into work, I could work for a few hours. So that's one of the things I wanted to bring up about Zero Carb, my continuing experience is this week has really driven home how incredibly durable and how my endurance, I don't really know how to say it all, but my work capacity is through the roof, you guys. I get in there at 6 and I start going, and those guys, you know, they take their on the clock or whatever break at 10 or something like that, and I usually work right through. And there was 2 days this week, you know, they stopped for lunch at noon, and I did on Wednesday, my first day in there, I stopped just kind of out of habit. And then Thursday, I just wasn't even hungry. I brought lunch, but I just kept going. And I ended up doing, I think, 9 hours, basically nonstop before I decided that was enough. And I still wasn't really hungry. So that is so cool. I remember 3 years ago. So 3 years ago when I was in that boat, I didn't realize I was sick. I was just realizing that I hated myself and how I looked, and I was starting on my fitness journey. And so I was restricting calories. And I remember being in there in that boat at 9 a.m, freezing down in the bottom of the boat. You know, I was always cold then because I wasn't eating enough. And I'd be nibbling on my Quest bar. Gosh, I was eating some awful stuff. I mean, we thought they were healthy, but, and you know, I would just have snacks and always nibbling and always hungry and running out of energy. And so this has been really profound. It's been great for me to experience, one, this illustration of how much more healthy and strong I am than I've been in the past. And two, an illustration of this way of eating and the different cycle of hunger and energy, and how it's just incredible, you guys. So I'm really thankful. I was wondering if I could get back in there and be able to work like I used to. And, you know, honestly, I'm better than I've been for many years, even in that work environment. Mayhem, you know, I'm not getting flustered. I'm not getting frustrated with the guys and the noise and the dust and the welding. My temper and my mood is even. And I show up every day and the guy's like, how you doing today? And I'm just, you know, awesome. I'm stoked every morning. And I sit under there and under the dash wiring with my arms up. It's pretty hard. You know, you do this all day. And I just sit under there and I just am like, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to make money and reach towards my goals. And thank you for the health and strength. And, you know, I always talk about how I give thanks, and I don't know if I've mentioned, I'm not really a particularly religious person. I grew up going to church, being forced to go to church and, you know, youth group and all that. And my folks always said, hey, when you're 16, you get to go to confirmation class and decide if you want to, you know, continue with church. And I was a rebel, and I was like, heck no. And I've never felt very comfortable in organized religion, and I've never felt very comfortable with any of those stories. I think I'm too much of a critical thinker or a cynic. But, so I won't go very far into religion. I don't want to upset anybody. I believe all of them, and I don't believe any of them. And so I have, you know, my curious mind has had me reading throughout my life, you know, so many religious texts. I've read the Bhagavad Gita and the, oh, they're sitting right over there. Mahabharata and, Buddhism tests. I can't remember everything now. It's whatever, but I've tried to pay attention to all sorts of religious stuff and adopt, the things that are valuable to me. But mostly what I really wanted to say is I don't want to talk about religion at all. I don't know why I'm even going there. I do know why. The reason is because I want to say that I say thanks every day. I'm grateful for every day. I say thank you. And I don't know who you is really. I mean, I, you know, my point of view is one of sort of a universal whatever energy, spirituality. I don't know, you guys. I'm gonna stop talking. Anyways, I say thank you and I feel grateful. But I'm not necessarily talking to anybody in particular. But it's just sending my thanks out, just like in the morning when I get up and say, today's gonna be an awesome day and I'm gonna get after it. And for whatever reason, just that affirmation of gratitude and progress, my intention to progress and my intention to have goals and head towards them, and my gratefulness, my appreciation for every moment, that seems to just sort of manifest as a positive thing all around me. So I'm a big fan. So call that religious if you like. If it is, then I am. But I don't know who it is I'm thanking. But anyways, I get on in there in those boats and I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just like I do on mornings like this, thank you so much to have this opportunity to sit here and to be healthy enough to not be laying in bed, bleeding and in pain. And yeah, so it's been a great week, you guys. Back to work. Zero carb has been awesome in there. Lots of energy. My ability to work, from dark to dark is amazing. And I'm really looking forward to putting it to the test for a few months and seeing how long I can go. It is physically tiring. It does really wear me down. Crawling, kneeling, banging, a lot of cuts on my hands and wrists and stuff. And so by the end of the week, I'm usually just worked. So we'll see if I can keep up the pace and go the distance here. And we'll see if they want me to. Like I say, I charge them a lot, and their goal is to get me out of there as soon as possible. So, which is great. So we'll see how it goes. But so that brings me to my week with food. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I did have some revelations this week. You guys know my chickens have started laying again. I have been eating eggs regularly, and when I eat them, I feel pretty good. However, so I dropped the fish just to kind of strip it back to eggs, and I have noticed, I'm not ready to point the finger at them exclusively, but I have noticed that with eggs as a regular part of my diet, my stools go back to being really loose, basically liquid. And I did experience some urgency, I don't know if those of you who don't have ulcerative colitis or Crohn's or something like that know what that feels like, but a feeling of pain and clamping down and oh my gosh, I have to go to the bathroom right this very second or I'm going to, have an accident. And I have ex re-experienced that. And it's interesting because it's how I always used to feel. So it doesn't put me off, So like when it happens, like for a day, I'm like, ah, no big deal. So it takes me this little, like a week or two, to be like, oh yeah, that's been happening again. And that wasn't happening before. So I kind of have to wrap my head back around it and go, yeah, that's not as good as you can be. So not terribly discomfortable or discomforting, not terribly uncomfortable, not a lot of pain, but not as good as I can be, So I'm tentatively blaming the eggs. I did notice as I started to become aware of that, that I would eat like a couple hard-boiled eggs I'd bring to lunch. And I'd be, I have been for the most part this last year using the restroom, once a day, pretty regular, which is very, in stark contrast to how I used to be. As I've added the eggs back in, I found myself in the bathroom 3 and 4 times during the day, and I eaten those eggs at lunch, I'd be back in the bathroom in the afternoon. That's not how it's been for me this lot, since I haven't been eating eggs. So, I'm not upset about it. It's actually very exciting to learn and progress and get better. I do really enjoy eggs, but I enjoy being healthy a lot more than I enjoy eating anything. As you guys know, if you are zero carb, and as you know just from listening to me, you kind of lose the motivators of variety and different flavors, and I don't really crave anything. So, I can do without them just fine. I think what I'm gonna do, my chickens are laying, so I'm starting to build up on them, which is a great. I like to trade them to my friends and give them to friends and stuff, so it's fine with me. But I think what I'll do is take a couple weeks off here and then try them again and see if I experience that same thing. But yeah, so I think my current thought with eggs in terms of how I'll fit them in the future, if this is the case, is it's not so bad that I'll avoid them entirely. I'd still like to go out to breakfast and have bacon and eggs and maybe have a little diarrhea that day. That's okay. As long as I don't spin off into my old vicious cycle, then I'm fine with that. I just don't need to make it a staple. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to keep experimenting, but it's interesting to note. Now, it didn't come with any of the other stuff. I didn't get joint pain or any of those things. So it just seems to be something in my guts, which is cool. Like I used to, my gut stuff usually comes with all kinds of other stuff. So eggs don't seem too bad, but maybe not the greatest. So for the most part this week, as I've started to verify that, I've been just back to the beef and boring old beef, my meat cookies, and I did eat a couple steaks. And it's funny how every time I do that, I just go, yeah, I just wish I had burgers. So I really enjoy the custom grind burgers. I'm starting to notice a real big difference if I can afford to go in there and buy the chuck and have them grind it for me. I do much prefer that to the standard 80-20 ground over the supermarket meat. So, I'm sort of refining my deal, and maybe as I refill my coffers here, I'll stock up on some better beef as well and start moving forward there. And that brings me to my livestock. We're heading into spring. I still haven't seen any baby cows. So we'll see if I get to stuff my freezer this summer. But I sure am hoping to. So, hopefully at some point I'll be able to get off that store-bought stuff. So I'm trying to remember all your guys' comments and questions, and to be honest, you guys, I have just had my head all wrapped up in this boat. I kind of become a manager in there. I'm doing the electrical design, and all the guys ask me all the questions about where this goes and how we're going to plan for that. And so, I spent last night going to bed with it all spinning in my head, and I woke up with it there too. So I haven't got the men have made the mental space to get back into the zero carb comments, and I haven't caught up with everyone's, what's been going on this week with maybe Dr. Baker's blood work or whatever y'all are talking about. So I'm a little out of the loop. But hopefully there's still something of value here for those of you who are following along. And I am still 100% committed to this. I don't think I'm ever going to change. And in terms of, one of the things that I guess way I have heard come up again, and I've talked about it a lot, so I won't go too far into it, is salt, supplements, adding things. Do we need to add them? Should we add them? And I just have one small comment to make on that note, and that is that, I have spent my whole life listening to the latest research and what we know about this supplement, and oh, now they're saying this about vitamin D, or maybe it was B12 or calcium, vitamin C, salt, all of these things. And salt's a great example because, right, now we're seeing people going, oh, we've been telling everyone they don't eat enough. Now that the recommendation is 3 grams a day, or 4 grams a day, or 6 grams a day, or whatever, the different things that people say. And so my attitude these days is I'm over it. I am not listening to any of that science BS anymore. I don't mean to say science is BS. Please don't take it that way. I wire do electrical design for a living. I'm very grounded in the realities of physical laws and all that, but I just don't think that we know with regards to people who eat all meat diets and with regards to supplements and vitamins and numbers. We talked about this last week with Dr. Sean's blood work, and I just wanted to reiterate that my philosophy currently, to become zero carb, you kind of have to reject everything you thought you knew. And so I did that, and that was kind of a hard struggle to become such a cynic, over this year. And now that I'm here, I really trust my observations, and I really am learning to believe in what I can feel. I'm so much more tuned in and sensitive. And forever, I'm almost 50, and for the last, as long as I've been making my own decisions, and even prior to that with my folks, you know, following government recommendations for what we should eat for breakfast when I was a kid from my mom, and vitamin C and tablets and supplements and, you know, multivitamins, and then getting older and doing it myself and becoming a hippie and becoming, you know, into health. And, you know, over starting 30 years ago, I was trying whatever it was. Maybe I, you know, there was a time when I super blue green algae for a little, you know, I got sucked into a pyramid scheme, or, you know, I mean, just all that stuff, right? Like in the end, the science stuff, you know, solid, like your vitamin D numbers should be above 40 or whatever, and take vitamin D. And so screw it. I don't believe any of that stuff. I don't necessarily disbelieve it, but I don't believe that, like I said, the shoulds don't hold water for me anymore. Why should I? To have a higher number? I'm not buying it. If I'm depressed, I'm going to work to fix it. You know, if I'm bleeding in the gums, I'm going to work to fix it. If I have other symptoms of, you know, deficiencies, I'll work to fix them. But until they manifest, I'm not interested. And my doctor, you know, has been pretty good about backing me on that. My blood work is all good. And anytime we have concerns about something, he's like, what should we test? So I'm going to be see him again in, I think just a few weeks. So yeah. I just want to touch base on that, 'cause it does come up a lot of times, and it comes up in the comments, you know, people saying, oh, what salt this or supplements that. And it comes up in the forums as well. And yeah, so I just wanted to reiterate that, I'm not anti-science, but I've followed the recommendations we all have forever, and they're not working. They haven't worked for me. They don't seem to be working for other people. When I look around at my family and friends' health and people around me whose health I can observe, the healthiest folks that I can observe are the long-term carnivores, and they don't seem to worry too much about supplements. And me now at, you know, into my second year and feeling great, and I'm paying attention. So, just wanted to say that. that, you know, it's about the observation, folks, and what you can observe. Now, as you're transitioning, don't, you know, follow my lead on that. When I transitioned, I was supplementing quite a bit and, you know, continued to experiment so I could observe how those things affected me, observing how magnesium and potassium and all those things were changing my manifestation of cramps and things like that. So I do feel like that's a valuable path and journey to go through. And I strongly encourage you to do it too. I'm not saying drop the salt right away or even that you should. But that just that no one should do anything because someone says they should. Okay, well, that's a common theme for me, and I've done that one before. So I think I'm going to stop now. You know, I really want to get to my workout video. I really want to take you guys out and around. I do feel compelled to do these every week. So with my work schedule right now, it seems like I only have enough bandwidth to really give you guys this one sort of block of time a week right now, and hopefully I'll be able to continue to do that as things get, I think we'll probably get busier over the next coming weeks as the boats near delivery dates. So I'm going to try and work those other videos into my schedule, but it might take me a little while. I might have to dig in and work through some of these boats first for the next few weeks. I'll keep doing the journal every weekend as best I can. It might be shorter sometimes, but I do want to talk about my experience because I'm finding it very valuable, and I'm really excited to leave this record of my transition to this new person that I'm becoming. We are always becoming a new person, I guess. So yeah, I'm going to keep working on these journals, and I'm going to continue to leave the other videos on my list and try and produce those for you as well. But it may be a few weeks or a month or two before I actually get back to that part of my life. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. This opportunity to work is going to free up a lot of time when we clear these boats off the desk and send them on their way. You know, I'm hopefully going to come out of this with, refilled coffers, a rejuvenated attitude, and a whole lot of time to focus on some new directions with summer with no gardening and, you know, the house finished on the outside. So I'm looking forward to coming out of this next few months with, you know, kind of at the new starting line, as it were, sort of the kind of the culmination of these last few years of metamorphosis for me. And, you know, I got to include the financial part of that. So I've got to now just kind of wrap that all up and get myself back to the starting line, as it were. So, yeah, super stoked, you guys. Everything is fantastic. I am so thankful for Zero Carb. I am so thankful for all of you folks. I really hope that some of you guys are progressing and diving in and making headway on your own progress as well. And, you know, I didn't expect that sun to come out and burn me out. It's all gray and cloudy down there, but it looks like you probably can't see me. We've probably got a white screen, so I think I'm going to knock it off. Looks like my batteries are blinking at me, and I'll cut off for today, and I will get after my work effort this week and come back and revisit you guys next week, probably all beat up and tired and hopefully stoked and thankful again. So let me know what I can do, what I can share with you, if you have any questions. And as always, you guys, thanks so much for watching. And I apologize that I haven't been able to interact with you guys on the, you know, Twitter or Reddit or anything like that. Hopefully I'll have some time to get back to it. I just come home and I am wiped out. I don't actually even almost look at those websites lately. Just kind of make my food, get my firewood, feed the animals, you know, wash my face, and whatever, vacuum the place. And I've been dealing with, I've got a rental change out guy. I'm going to have to find a new renter. So yeah, Mike, I've got some other chores to do that kind of keep me from spending too much time messing around. So, but I'll get back to it before too long. So, okay, guys, that's enough for today. Looks like it's going to be a sunny day after all, so I'm going to get to my weekend, and really looking forward to seeing what this spring holds for all of us. So thanks so much for watching, you guys, and thanks for all your support and comments. Appreciate them very much, as always, and I'll look forward to talking to you guys next week. So have a great week. We'll see you next time. Okay, see you later.